Christopher A. Shaw. Website. https://northkowichin2022.ca/chris/. Facebook. https://www.facebook.com/profile.php?id=10000848828871637163. Twitter. https://twitter.com/drchrisshaw. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Yes, United Independence. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? No, I live in Cowichan Bay, but I'm running in North Cowichan. Cowichan Bay is literally a few kilometers down the road from the beginning of North Cowichan. In reality, what happens anywhere in the Cowichan Valley affects all of it and all of its inhabitants. What is your occupation, and for how long? 34 years. Professor, UBC, on leave. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. My community experience consists of the following. 1. I was one of the founders of No Games 2010 and later a spokesperson for the Olympic Resistance Network. I also have had an abundance of experience with community events as part of the Army Reserve, 19 years. I was also a member of the Royal Canadian Marine Search and Rescue out of Oak Bay. Why are you running? What's your motivation? In my view, there is a serious democratic deficit in the governance of the Cowichan Valley and elsewhere. For example, this deficit includes the adoption of the Official Community Plan, OCP, without adequate consultation and acceptance by much of the electorate. Yes, there were information sessions and a questionnaire, but there were relatively few responses given the population of the valley. Given that the OCP, if acted upon, promises to dramatically affect Cowichan Valley residents, the OCP is a perfect example of a policy proposal that should have gone out to a binding referendum. This is one of a number of issues, but this is key. What are your top three issues? 1. Making local politics relevant and important to residents of the Cowichan Valley, as I think this is the area where governance that can actually affect people's lives will happen. 2. Making sure that there are not two tiers of citizenship, for example, those who have taken the COVID-19 shots versus those who have not. 3. Local control of decision-making for local problems such as homelessness, drug addiction, transportation, and food security. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? I envision direct democracy as a clear form of municipalism, in which all people have a clear voice in the choices about the future of the Cowichan Valley. I expect to see elected officials held to strict rules of accountability and the ability of the citizens to recall politicians who are not responsive to the will of their constituents. I foresee a Cowichan Valley that is truly resilient in the face of future challenges of whatever nature. I believe in truly democracy in action, not just words, and one in which choices are local, not external. In brief, I want to live where elected politicians serve their constituents, not merely assume that they can make major policy decisions without meaningful consultation. That is the difference between delegated versus assumed authority. What's one big idea you have for your community? I think that teaching people that local democracy involves active citizen participation and creating the sense that citizenship is an active rather than a passive affair. If we can achieve such an educational role, the rest will follow, particularly in future generations.